Lift your hands up. Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight and your power that is here. Send your mighty, mighty Holy Spirit, O God, to fill this place and affect Kuruman forever. In the name of Jesus. Let the power of Satan be broken in this city. From tonight, we declare the yoke, of Satan, of Lucifer, over this city is broken in the name of Jesus. We release the angels of the Lord into the city to bring harmony, peace, salvation in Jesus' name. Father, we welcome your angel. We welcome your mighty spirit to move over us tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. First of all, I want to say thank you to the wonderful pastors of this wonderful city. We are so excited to be here. It's a beautiful place. And I know God has great things in store for the city of Kuruman. Pastors are the most important people in any city because they are the door from heaven that God is going to bless the city through the pastors. So God bless you, pastors, and the church will prosper. After this campaign, your churches are going to grow bigger. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We also want to thank our executive mayor for coming to this program and speaking to all of us. We thank you for the respect and the honor you have shown us. May you be established in your chair. And may your reign be a reign of peace and improvement for Kuruman. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready for miracles practically in your life tonight? Jesus is a healing Jesus. And so as you are here, I want you to expect in these two nights, do not miss whatever God has for you. There is a song, "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior." Pass me not, O Gentle Savior. I want you to say, Jesus, as you are passing through Kuruman, pass me not, O Gentle Savior. Don't bypass me.
Hear my heart cry. While Tonight, my message is entitled, Unto Us a Child is Born. Unto us, a child is born. I am preaching from the evangelical prophet Isaiah. Chapter 9 and verse 6. It says, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Tonight, there is a lot of good news in the air because of this child that is born to us. It means that somebody was born into this world specially for you. Are you going to receive him? Or you are going to say, go away? It says, the government shall be upon his shoulder. What does it mean? The government shall be upon his shoulder. It means he shall take over the ruling and the governing of this world. How many want Jesus Christ to come and take over the government of the whole world?
Hey!
Every country in the world is crying for Jesus to come and finally take over the ruling of the whole world. Because sometimes we don't understand how the governments of the world are working. Yes. We can't understand it. Hey. All over Africa. America. England. Germany. People don't understand how the governments are ruling the world. Yes. A people that should be prosperous, you see that they are poor. Yes. A people that should be happy, you see that they are sad and in sorrow. That is why the good news is that the government is now going to be upon his shoulder. He's going to take over the ruling of the whole world. This child who is being born. Wow. Do you want to hear more about this child? This was written 800 years before Jesus was born. 800 years.
The
prophet prophesied and predicted. Yes. About this person who was going to be born. His name shall be called Wonderful. Counselor. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Why shall his name be called Wonderful? Because he shall be full of wonders. Full of wonders. Yes. That's why his name is called Wonderful. Jesus came and did many wonderful things. Yes. He walked on the water. Have you ever seen somebody walking on water before? I have seen people swimming in water, but I have not seen people walking on the water. Clap for Jesus. His name shall be called Wonderful.
Yes.
He healed the people who could not hear. Yes. Everybody close one ear. Tight, very tight. Do you feel happy with it like that? Yes. That is what it means to be deaf with one ear. And Jesus healed people who could not hear. That's why his name shall be called Wonderful. One day Jesus met a woman who was bleeding for 12 years. 12 years. Every woman is supposed to bleed for 3 to 5 days. In one month. Is it not true? Is it too long or too short? It's okay. 3 to 5 days. Hey! This woman was bleeding for 12 years. After 12 years of bleeding, you will have many, many problems. Number one, you will start smelling. Because blood has a smell. Yes. You can smell blood. Sometimes somebody is standing there, the person is bleeding, you can sometimes smell. They know, you know yourself. Can you imagine 12 years of blood? The second problem, she will have dizziness. If you bleed too much, you have microcytic hypochromic anemia.
Hey.
And she would be feeling dizzy like this. She will be smelling and feeling dizzy at the same time. Thirdly, your medical problem will become a financial problem. Because a sickness is supposed to go by 1 week. So when a sickness doesn't go after 1 week and stays too long, it becomes a financial sickness. You begin to get a sickness called pocketitis. Is it not true? Hey. Then, the fourth problem this woman is going to have is marital problems. Because every day, she has to tell her husband, I am bleeding, so wait till 12 years time. Wait for 12 years. And a lot of husbands are not prepared to wait for 12 years.
Hey!
I'm going to call a doctor. And I'm going to ask him, doctor, what type of sickness could make this woman bleed? This is a medical doctor. He's a specialist. Mention just one or two.
She could be suffering from a condition called
endometriosis.
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 And what else?
Uterine hemangiomas for 12 years, a long time.
Uterine hemangiomas.
Uterine hemangiomas.
And what else?
Then she could have cervical carcinoma.
Cervical carcinoma.
Uterine carcinoma.
Uterine carcinoma.
Uterine carcinoma.
And what again?
An enlarged cervical polyp which can bleed. Ulcerating cervical polyp.
Ulcerating cervical polyp. And what again?
And also
fibroid.
A condition in the blood called blood diastasis.
Blood diastasis.
Blood diastasis.
And what else?
Fibroids can also cause this problem.
Uterine fibroids.
Uterine fibroids. So many conditions.
Hormonal.
There can be a problem in what we call the hormonal axis. Polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Tonight, whatever diagnosis the doctor has made on you, I declare it cancelled in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
His name shall be called Wonderful. Because every knee shall bow to his name. Yes. Now this woman was bleeding like this. Dizzy.
Musadio unale musasading atakatakani.
Pocketitis.
And some ayajalo churiku tukubo.
Anemia.
Joani butukujoa.
Smelling.
Anka.
Marital problems.
Analematatani nyao.
And she heard of Jesus.
Mara unali Jesus.
She said, if I can touch. If I can touch, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. If I can touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. She came along and she touched the hem of Jesus' garment.
And
the Bible says, power.
Bible
moved into her.
Yes.
Tonight power is moving into your body. Yes. Just you see, the woman was a Jew. So she knew that the anointing comes from Aaron's head down through the beard into the garments. So she knew that the garments of an anointed person are also anointed and powerful.
Hey.
If I can touch
the hem of his garment and his
Yeah. His name shall be called Wonderful. And when this woman touched Jesus, immediately, all the diseases the doctor mentioned were healed. Tonight, whatever curse has been following you for 12 years, I declare tonight is the last night of that thing in Jesus' name. You are declared healed tonight. His name shall be called Wonderful. He met a madman who was totally naked. The man was walking like this, naked. Naked like a banana. He didn't care about anybody. And you know where he was living? The demons made him go and live in the cemetery. So they told him, go to the cemetery. Sleep with graves and dead people. And the Bible says no man could control him.
They
try to tie him. You just break it. When nobody can control you, demons are working in your life. When you are uncontrollable, too stubborn, no one can say anything. No one can tell you what to do. It is devils that are working in your life. Tonight the devil is coming out of you. Tonight the devil is coming out of you. Do you have such things in South Africa? A person walking around naked?
Is it here?
Hey! You see, 2,000 years, the problem is still here. But his name shall be called Wonderful. Mad people are very dangerous. Mad people are very dangerous. Yes. Everybody was happy that the man was living in the cemetery. Because he was dangerous. But when he saw Jesus, he ran to him and knelt down. Satan will bow before the throne of Jesus tonight. And Jesus said, what is your name? The demons did not know which name to mention, because there were 6,000 of them. It will take a long time to go through the list of demon names.
So
they said, we are many. And Jesus told him, today is your last day in this man. And the demon started boiling in the mouth. We have to come out. We have to come out. Tonight, something is coming out of you. Hallelujah. Yes. Now the demon began to negotiate with Jesus because they have been in a particular area for a long time. That is why there are certain problems in certain areas, because it is the devils in those areas that cause those things. So when you move to another area, you have a different kind of problem. It's the demons. Yeah. And demons cannot be controlled by police. Or government. No. This is beyond government. So Jesus said, come out! And the demon said, please, we want to stay in the same town. You know, many demons, if you see them in the spirit, they are animals. There are spiritual animals. Some people don't believe. When Elijah went to heaven, A chariot with horses came for him. Took him up. These are not physical horses. They are spiritual horses. Yeah. The devil is called a serpent.
Satan,
yes. It's one of the animals. If your eyes to open, you see them. One day I was in a room with a lot of curtains. Curtains here. My eyes opened. And I saw serpent lying. You see where the curtain comes down? Just where the curtain comes to the ground. It will lie long in the room. Satan is called the dragon. A dragon is like we have dragons on earth now.
Satan ubidwa dragon.
It's like a snake with legs.
Dragon itshwana le noga me na le maoto.
Yeah. I recently saw a documentary of dragons eating a buffalo.
Muruti ubone janum sikutshwane na na
yeah,
a buffalo.
They ate the whole buffalo. And Satan is called a dragon.
Satan will be a dragon.
Yeah. In Genesis, he's a serpent. And in Revelation, he has grown into a dragon. The serpent you don't deal with in the book of Genesis. By Revelation, it has turned into a dragon. Whatever serpent, animal, spirit there is in you, God is setting you free. Yes. So Jesus was speaking to the devils. And he said, you are coming out. You are coming out. And the demons ran out into pigs. And the pigs, as soon as they felt the demons. You see, a lot of physical things are caused by spirits. Yes. South Africa will be healed by Jesus' power.
South Africa,
I'm telling you. As soon as the demons entered the pigs, they started running. And they started behaving abnormally. They ran straight into the water. What would kill them? They did it. When you see people doing things that kill them, that destroy them, and they are still doing it, taking drugs, fighting, doing it, and they know that it's killing them, but they are still doing it, always evil spirits are working.
Yes.
Somebody has to rise up and bind those princes. And the demons decided they would rather commit suicide than to stay with these demons in them. Tonight, whatever power has stayed in you for a long time is coming out in Jesus' name. Jesus opened the eyes of blind Bartimaeus. And this madman, immediately, he said, give me some clothes. We were in a town called Salaga. There was a madman totally naked. He was healed at the crusade. And as soon as he was healed, I'm naked. And for the first time, he got called for clothes. Is that it? You were there? Wear clothes. We've seen it twice.
Yes.
Guinea and in Ghana. For the first
time.
And you put on. Bible says they came and they saw the madman clothed and in his right mind. Jesus is wonderful tonight. He saw a blind man. Blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus said, "Help me. Save me." And Jesus opened his eyes. Tonight Jesus is opening eyes. He's called wonderful. Are you ready to receive wonders in your life? Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
And his name shall be called Counselor. Amen. Counselor. Why was he called Counselor? Because of the wonderful counsel and words that he speaks. Yes. No one ever spoke like Jesus Christ. Do you know that no one has ever said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life"? No. If you are the way, you should have said you are the way. Do you understand? Ask your neighbor, are you the way? Are you the way? If you are the way, you should have said you are the way. There is no even religious leader who has had the confidence to say that he is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. No one comes to the Father except you come through Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's called Counselor because of the marvelous counsel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to ask the ushers and the people in white who are moving around to stop moving around for the next few minutes while I'm preaching. Stop whatever you are doing. Just stop it. Stop it. Stop it in the name of Jesus. Don't move at all. Now, Jesus is called Wonderful Counselor because of the marvelous, fantastic type of words and preaching that he came with. Yes. No one has ever spoken like that. He said, "I am the resurrection. I am the life. I am the good shepherd. I am the door. I am the way. I am the life. No one, nobody can go to heaven except he comes through me."
Hey.
This is very big. This is serious. Serious. No one, including you, and you, can come to heaven unless you come through me. That is what Jesus said. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. There is nobody who has ever dared. He said, "I and the Father are one. Me and God, we are one." You can understand why the Jews hated him. Because how can a carpenter who used to repair doors, furniture, make coffins, how can you suddenly say you are the Son of God? Wow. You can understand. But Jesus was called Wonderful. Counselor. He preached messages that when a child hears, you remember for the rest of your life. You never forget what Jesus said.
Yes.
So tonight, I'm bringing you good news. That is, he's called the Mighty God. His name shall be called the Mighty God. Because he did what only God can do. Yes. When Lazarus died, Lazarus was buried in the local cemetery for 4 days. That means Lazarus was, what time do you do funerals in South Africa? Saturday?
Saturday.
Lazarus was buried on Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Jesus arrived on Wednesday. When Jesus came, they said, look, he was buried last week, Saturday. You should have come earlier. But they didn't know his name was the Mighty God. The Mighty God.
Hey.
He went to the cemetery on Wednesday and called two laborers. This one was dead. Lie down. One of you should die.
Hey.
Then he called another laborer. Bring a pickaxe.
Hey.
Yes. Listen. I've been told that one man called Lazarus was buried last week. Saturday. So he called one of the relatives. Where is he buried? Is that the grave? Here? All these are dead? Here? Here? Where?
Here.
Around here? Okay. Thank you. We are going to dig here. There is somebody there. He was buried last week, Saturday. Dig.
Eba.
Hey! Look, his name shall be called the Mighty God. The Mighty God. Okay?
All right.
Bring out the body. Come and help to lift. This side, from this side to you. Bring it out. Bring it here. Put it here. He was buried last week. Last week, Saturday. Hey! The Mighty God. He came and he walked around. Then he said, Father,
Rara,
I didn't even want to pray. But just because of these people, I know that you always hear me. Amen.
Amen.
Lazarus!
Lazaro.
And he was standing with Mary and Martha and their sisters. And they were crying. They were crying. These were Jesus' friends. Mary and Martha's cousins. I said, wait. I don't like it when you cry. And the Bible says, and Jesus wept. He was feeling sad.
Bible ya re Jesu Kriste a lela a utlwa botlhokole.
Oh, Lazarus, Lazarus, come out!
Lazarus,
come out!
Lazarus,
come out! Yes. Yes. That is Jesus. Mary and Martha. Are you okay now? Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Okay.
Amen.
Lazarus. Are you feeling? Give some water to Lazarus. Drink some water, Lazarus. Yes. You feel okay? Did you go to heaven or hell? Did you go? You went to heaven. Okay. We talk in the house.
Hallelujah.
Wow. For unto us a child is born. Jesus came for us. And to us a son is given. Jesus was given to save us. The government shall be upon his shoulder. He shall take over the ruling of the world. His name shall be called Wonderful. Because he'll do wonders. His name shall be called Counselor. Because he will speak like nobody spoke. His name shall be called the Mighty God. His name shall be called the Everlasting Father. And the Prince of Peace. Tonight, he is stretching out his hand towards you because he is the everlasting Father. You know, some people said, we are all children of God. No, sorry. We are all creatures of God. But some are children of the devil. John chapter 9 verse 31, the Bible says, we know that God heareth not sinners. God does not listen to sinners. Jesus told the Pharisees in John 8, 44, he said, you are of your father the devil. Your father. He told the pastors, your father is the devil. Tonight, he is inviting you to come to him. And if you come to him, he will be your father. Oh yes. Do you want God to be your father? Do you want Jesus to be your father? Or you want the devil to be your father? If the devil is your father, you know where he's taking you to. The devil has one destination. He's going straight to hell. When I pray for the sick, that is when I know that Satan is very wicked. Yeah. I pray for the sick almost every day. It is when I'm praying for the sick that I can see that Satan is wicked. Wicked. When you see the different types of sickness, curses, incurable diseases, you see, you must have Jesus as your everlasting Father. And in order to do that, you must accept him as your Prince of Peace. You cannot have peace with all your sins. Yes. I know one man, he went to the farm, and he had a fight. and he used a knife and he killed somebody. And the man's blood came on his shirt. When he saw the man lying there, he was afraid. So he ran away back to his house, took off his shirt, looked at the blood. Then he got soap. What soap do you have here? What soap? Omo.
Omo.
He washed the shirt.
Atajwa hempe. Atajwa. Ayanecha. Atajwa.
What other soap do you have?
Kapelum.
Sunlight.
Sunlight.
He washed with sunlight.
Atajwa ka sunlight.
All the blood was gone.
Badiwo tlatsamai.
And he hung it.
Ayanecha.
He saw his wife and his wife said, "You have come home early today." He said, "I have a headache." So I came to rest. 3 months later, he was sleeping by his wife. 2 a.m., he got up, started walking, and talking, but he was asleep.
Marona
Robert. Blood.
Hey, Madi.
Blood.
Madi.
Out, out.
Madi, come on. Chwa, chwa.
Washi. Then he'll come back.
Abua.
And lie down by his wife.
Atahora balahape hatu kama Musadi.
His wife was looking at him.
Musadi amulebele.
Hey.
Hey.
What is wrong with my husband?
Kurile.
Every night.
My tibwa mangule ama.
He woke up.
Wa chuka.
Walking.
Wa tama.
Talking.
Wa abua. Hey,
you see, you can wash with
sunlight,
but it will not go out of your heart. And God has seen you. Maybe the police didn't catch you.
No.
But God has seen everything. The Bible says, God with whom we have to do. Proverbs 15 verse 3 says the eyes of the Lord are everywhere. It's more than a camera. Every night. He almost was going mad now. You see, your sins, they make you go crazy. Because you know you are not good. You are dirty. How many have done many bad things? One day I met somebody who had killed people. And he said, "The police never caught me." I said, "Why?" He said, "My face looks like a baby. So every time the police..." When the police see me, they say, "No, this is a little boy. He cannot do this." You may escape the police, but you cannot escape Jesus. Tonight, Jesus says to you, "Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest and peace." How many want to go to heaven when you die?
Hey!
Can you go with all your sins? How many have told a lie before? Lies, lies. Lies. How many have told 100 lies since you were born? Since you were born? Raise your hand like this.
Hey.
What about the pastors?
Baruti, ah, lukila. Hey. Hey, Baruti. Hey. Baruti.
How many have been jealous before? Jealousy.
Ke ba le ka ba batleng ba nna jealous.
Jealous. What about the pastors?
Baruti ba ba pelo tsetla.
Look at the pastors, jealousy.
Hey, Baruti, jealous.
How many have stolen something before? In other words, if you are a thief, raise your hand. Yes. Thieves, all thieves, raise your hand.
Whatever
on stage, all thieves, raise your hand.
Hallelujah.
If you have stolen before, you are a thief. How many have stolen chicken from your mother's stew before? Yes. That makes you a thief. Kuruman is full of liars, jealousy, thieves. Hey! How many have committed fornication before? Sleeping with somebody is not your wife, it's not your husband. Some of you must lift two hands and one of your legs up. What about the pastors?
Barundi.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes. You are not closing your eyes, so I'm not going to ask the pastors. You cannot embarrass your pastors. Tonight, the Prince of Peace. You know, when you do something wrong to your friend, you go to your friend and say, I want peace. Peace. Forgive me. Tonight, Jesus wants to have peace with you. You see my hand? Jesus is stretching. He says, come with all your sins. Come with all your sins. I will wash you. I will wash away your mistakes. That is why Jesus died on the cross. For you. And for me. The night before he died, he took a cup and he said, this is my blood. This is my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of the sins of the whole world. Tonight, this blood is flowing. The Prince of Peace is here tonight. I said the Prince of Peace is here to make peace with you. How many want peace with God? How many want peace with God? How many want to settle everything with God? Tonight, you have an opportunity. No matter what you have done, tonight, God is going to wash away your sins by the blood of Jesus Christ. If you want Jesus to wash your sins tonight, then lift your hand and stand up. If you want Jesus to wash your sins tonight, then lift up your hand and stand up. If you don't want Jesus to wash your sins, you can sit down. But if you want Jesus to wash away your sins tonight, then please stand up with your hand upright. And I'm going to pray with you right now. Father, thank you. Say this prayer with me right now. Close your eyes. Every eye closed. Say Jesus. I can't hear you. Say Jesus. Please forgive me for my sins. Please forgive me for my sins.
Please.
I am sorry. For all my wicked sins. I have done many, many bad things. But tonight, I ask you, please forgive me. Please wash me. With the blood of Jesus. Tonight, I open my heart. I receive Jesus as my Savior, as my Master. Oh God, thank you
for sending Jesus,
the Prince of Peace, the wonderful counselor, into my life,
to save me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming to save me. Oh God.
Please have mercy on me.
Please wash me.
Please cleanse me.
With your wonderful blood.
Tonight.
I open my heart.
I receive Jesus.
As my King.
As my Savior.
As my Master.
As my Master.
As my Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. For dying for me.
Now
lift your hand and say, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus. Please write my name
in the book of life.
Say it again, please write my name
in the book of life.
Tonight, my name is.
My name is Peter.
Please write this name in the book of life.
Tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
For writing my name.
I am registering tonight.
I am registering tonight.
In the book of life. Wave your hand. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For saving me tonight.
I love you, Jesus.
I am born again, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
Thank you for having mercy on me.
Tonight.
Now lift your right hand like this and say after me, Satan.
Satan!
Listen carefully!
From tonight,
I will no longer serve you.
Satan!
In the name of Jesus!
I refuse you! I reject you!
Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hand and say,
Thank you, Jesus.
For saving me today. Hallelujah. Give Jesus a shout and a clap and a hallelujah.
Wow. English, your language.
Everybody, again, we're going to do it in your language.
I am going to go to the Lord. Maleo ame okhe a ke a itse le a ke sa itse ke a go leboga morena Jesu ka go tsholola madi a gago mo mokgoro ka lebaka la dibetsame ke a go amogela jaaka morena le mmoloki wa botshelo jwa me go tloga gompi jo ke pholositswe ka leina la morena Jesu.
Yes,
a re tsholetse matso gore re ya go leboga morena Jesu. Re a go rata. O siame. O siame morena Jesu. O kgakgamatso. O mogakolodi wa botshelo jwa me. O modimo yo thata. Ke a go leboga morena Jesu. A re mo tshapele matsogo.
Hallelujah. Take out this book, lift it up and give away quickly.
A mongwe le mongwe yo kreile buka ya tsholetse.
Wave your book with your two hands like this. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm born again. I belong to God.
Hallelujah.
I will read this book.
Amen.
Amen. How many are going to read this book? It says, oh, it's Afrikaans. Okay. What does it say? How to be born again and avoid going to hell. How to be born again and avoid going to hell. Wow. How many are going to read it? Wonderful. It will be a blessing to you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All those who have received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior tonight, listen to this very important announcement. Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, there's an important teaching service and a miracle service here. You need to be taught the word of God as a new believer. And tomorrow morning will be that teaching service. So it's important you come here. Also, you are going to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. These are important for you as a believer. And also, the power of God will be here to heal you of every sickness. So tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, there's a power conference here. Make sure you are here. The counselors will also be here to take down your name and your details to follow you up. So tomorrow
8
o'clock, let's be here for the power conference.
Tomorrow night is the last night. Everybody here must come to the crusade with 10 other people from your area and your house. Do you want to go to heaven and leave your aunties and your brothers go to hell? This is a special visitation for Kuruman. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Do not pass me by.
Now,
do not leave. Do not walk out. Because we are now coming to have a miracle healing time.
So,
do not walk out. When you walk, you are disturbing. And you are destroying the service. So listen, otherwise, you have yourself to blame. Stand to your feet, everybody. How many are expecting wonderful things from Jesus
tonight?
He's a healing Jesus.
Jesus, you're 47.
Your hand wherever your sickness is tonight. Whatever problem you came here with, you could not see. Put your hand on your eyes. Did not walk. Put your hand on your legs.
You have pain.
His presence and His power is here right now.
Jesus
is a healing Jesus. Jesus told me to pray for people. Everywhere I go, I should pray. And that is what I'm doing now. Praying for you. Father, I ask you to touch every life here tonight. Pain is disappearing right now. Eyes are opening now. Miracles are happening. His name is Jehovah Rophi. He said, I will bless your bread. I will bless your water. I will take sickness away. Tonight, Jesus is doing something wonderful. And He's taking sickness out of you. Somebody with a heart disease is being healed right now. Receive your healing. Can the ashes stop moving? Whoever you are, whatever you are doing is wrong. Somebody has asked you to do that. Stay there, please. Father, thank you for miracles. Now just lift your hand and thank God everywhere. Just thank God.
You are a healing Jesus. Healing you.
Healing you. In Jesus' name right now.
Father, thank you for wonderful healings right now. Just thank God right now. He's the Lord that healeth you tonight.
I
am the Lord.
Yes, Father, thank you.
That healeth me.
I am the Lord. Thank you for many, many wonderful miracles in this place. Miracles have already taken place right now. Yes. Somebody had a swelling. Somebody had a swelling, it's disappearing. Somebody with a lump in your breast. All breast. Put your hand on your breast quickly right now. Father, thank you for miracles in the breast. Healings of breast right now. Legs are being healed. You are in a wheelchair. You cannot walk. Receive strength tonight. Father, thanks for touching. Thanks for healing. Receive it now. Do not walk. God's power is coming on you right now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. The power of the Holy Spirit is all over this place. Father, thanks so much for miracles. Right now, whatever you couldn't do before, Whatever you couldn't do before, begin to do it now. You could not hear. Somebody you could not hear. Check your ear right now.
Wow,
God is opening your ear. You could not see. Check your eyes. Check right now. This is the moment. This is the moment of miracles. They are happening at this very moment. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it now. In Jesus' name. Right now, anybody who is harassed by devils, demon spirits, put your hand on your head. Father, I cast out demons. Every form of demons. Frog demons. Lions. Serpents. Dragons. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Be free tonight. Father, thank you for the power. Receive it. Receive it right now. Receive it. Father, thanks for your power. Check yourself very quickly. Whatever you couldn't do before, begin to do it right now. Do it now. You couldn't walk. Check yourself. And how many have received a touch from God tonight? How many believe that God has touched you tonight? What a wonderful blessing. Now, if God has touched you tonight, if God has healed you, maybe you couldn't walk, but now you can walk. You had a pain, whatever. You can see that something has happened. And God has touched you tonight. And God has healed you tonight. I want you to come quickly to me in the front here. Walk, come. Come from wherever you are. All the way to the front on the side here. I'm going to pray with you. That is a blessing. Wherever you are. Wherever you are. If God has touched you tonight, quickly come. Walk to me in the front here. Come. From wherever you are, maybe you are at the back. Something has happened. There's somebody with a heart problem. God has healed you. Come. Wherever you are, whatever God has done for you, rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. Come in the name of Jesus. Rise and be healed. In Jesus' name. God has healed you. You couldn't see. Check your eyes. Quickly. Somebody here. You had a tumor in your breast. God has done wonderful things. Wherever you are. Whatever the problem. If God has healed you tonight. Come. Quickly to the front. To the side over here. I want to pray with you. Come. I want you to give a testimony. But now you can see. Where are you? Lift up your hand. You couldn't see, but now you can see. Lift your hand. Look at the man over there. Look at the man over there. Please, I'm helping you guys. You couldn't see, but now you can see. Lift your hand. I'm showing you the people. Umurena.
Umurena.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this lady could not walk without this crutch.
Wow.
She had pain in the leg, pain in the hand. Tonight, when you prayed, the power of God has come over her, and now she's walking.
Let her tell us what happened. Interpreter, tell us.
Come close.
Come to this side. Whatever we are asking. What happened to you?
Since 21st of March in 2015.
2015. She was broken the right leg and
tonight, what happened?
Jana gompieno gorile, go diragetse.
Le khanye tsamaye, khanetse le sa tsamaye.
It was not, she was not walking.
And can you walk now?
A o ka khona go tsamaya gone ya no ma.
Eh.
A go tsamaya re bona.
Wow.
Armo chapele macho.
Why?
She's very excited.
Why?
She thanks God that she can walk again.
Wow.
This man has been running all around here.
Why?
2010, he had a stroke. He couldn't walk.
At 2010, he had a stroke.
Stroke. He was paralyzed. Tonight, when he prayed, power just entered his leg and he's able to walk.
Hello, teacher, registro,
2010.
She was attacked by the stroke in 2010. Up until now. Now you can feel better, you could walk.
Cut, yeah.
He can work, he's fine.
Give the Lord a mighty clap of the Lord and let his stroke is healed tonight.
Boy has a fantastic testimony. He could not see in this eye since he was in crèche. Could not see with his eye. He said when you were praying, when you said put your hand there, he did. When he removed it, he can now see his
countenance. Yes.
Let him tell us his story. What was wrong with your eye?
I couldn't see with my left eye.
And tonight, what happened?
I'm healed.
In Fodili,
I am healed.
Can you see?
Kabona.
How do you say, can you see? How do you say, can you see?
Our bona. Yes.
Our bona.
Yes.
Hey.
Alleluia.
Close the other eye. Can you see?
Yes.
How many?
Five.
Alleluia.
This boy was blind in this eye. How many?
One.
How many?
Five.
Are chapele murana Jesu macho.
What is your name?
Linela go ke mamusimano gaetso.
Mandisi Masinda.
What is his name?
Masinda.
Masinda. How old are you?
Ongwa ga tsekae?
11.
11. Are you excited?
Are we tume?
Very excited.
Hallelujah. Are we tsamela majogo?
Ukulilewo.
Miracles are so fantastic. When they happen, you wonder, is it real? I mean,
is that all? He
couldn't
see.
Bidia, what is this?
Evangelist, this gentleman had a brain tumor and surgery some time ago. Since then, he couldn't hear from his left ear. But tonight, when you pray, the power of God came over him. And he can hear clearly.
Wow.
An evangelist, as you were even taking that testimony, he added that I can see his hands because that eye was also affected. And he didn't think he had been healed until he saw you doing the demonstration. So tonight his ears can hear and his left eye he can count.
Thank you, Jesus. There is a very great improvement in my left eye, and as well as my hearing is far more better than ever before.
Wow.
I thank my God. Thank you, Lord.
This man, hold your book with your hand. this man, what was wrong with you? You had a tumor.
And yes.
They operated.
Baba mo operator.
Yeah. And after the operation,
had a very great problem with my sight and my hearing.
Yes. Yes.
And tonight,
it's gone. I can hear and I can see more properly. I couldn't even identify that somebody is standing in front of me. As I can see the pastor and I can see he's having a microphone.
Close this one like this with your hand. Can you see me?
I can see you. I can see.
Wow. He said he could not even see if somebody is standing. Is it true?
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
And now?
Thank you, Jesus.
He can see me. Look at that. He can
I can see the five fingers that I could not see.
What did you say?
I can see the five fingers. Thank you.
Why don't you give Jesus a mighty fantastic. Are you surprised?
Very much, very much. Oh, I thank Jesus. Thank you, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
This man is very surprised. And I am sure of, even as pastors, we are surprised. Yes. Because you see, we preach about healing, but we don't see. But tonight we are seeing something. Wow, what a blessing. Jesus, thank you for your power and your healing from every tumor and every curse of the enemy. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Wow. Doctor, what is happening in Buruma?
Fantastic miracles all over this place, evangelist. June last year, this young lady detected a lump in her left breast.
Wow.
About 3 to 4 centimeters in diameter, roundish. Tonight, she placed her hand on the breast and the lump has disappeared from her breast.
Wow. Has it been checked?
Yes, the doctor checked.
Which doctor checked it? Doctor, come.
The doctor from Memphis.
This is a doctor. She flew all the way from the United States, Memphis, and she's here to help with the crusade. Did you examine this doctor?
I did, evangelist.
Is there any lump in her breast?
She showed me where the lump was supposed to be. There's no lump there.
No lump.
She showed me herself where it was supposed to be.
This is a medical doctor. All the way. And she's telling us there is no lump in any of these two wonderful breasts. Wow. Doctor, do lumps just dissolve?
No, please. Lumps don't dissolve. You need to have surgery.
Do they grow smaller?
No, they grow bigger.
Do they disappear?
Lumps don't disappear. Except by the power of God.
His name shall be called Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Young lady, are you excited tonight?
Very, very excited. God is a good.
Wait. Why are you excited? My dad, speak English. Can you speak English?
But not too much.
Not too much. A little. Speak a little. Tell us a little.
Yeah, I had a lump on the left side of my breast.
Okay.
But now after the prayer, it just disappeared because of the Lord.
The Lord's power, isn't it?
Wow.
You're speaking. God is good.
All the time.
You are speaking good English. Keep on speaking.
Thank you.
Wow.
evangelist for 7 years. She needed this to hear.
Hearing
aid.
Hearing aid.
Yes.
A little girl like this. What happened?
I don't know what happened.
You couldn't do what?
I couldn't hear.
Can you hear now?
Yes.
Now you can hear.
Yes.
On this side?
Yes.
Wow. Close the good side. The microphone.
Jesus.
I am healed.
No. Don't talk. Don't say. Go back.
God is good.
Not so loud.
Jesus is Lord.
Gently, doctor, gently.
God is a healing Jesus.
Wow, this girl.
Hallelujah.
Do you know what this means? This means she has been to a doctor. Her ear has been diagnosed exactly what she cannot hear, and they have given this special thing. Tonight, doctor is standing there whispering, and she's hearing. Give Jesus a mighty shout. Hallelujah.
Young lady, this is her father.
Her father.
2 years now, she has had bilateral, that is, lumps in both her breasts with pain. But tonight, evangelist, the power of God came over her. Both breasts are lump free. And the pain is gone. She came with her father to testify.
Is it true?
Yes.
You've had it for how long?
For 2 years.
Two years. Remember the woman with the issue of blood, she had it for 12 years.
We're supposed to take an operation last year because of the medical aid. There was no funds. And I trust and believe in God, and I told her that day, we're not going to do the operation anymore. And I'm thankful to God.
Vidya, did you examine her?
I examined her.
Check the doctor.
Any lumps?
No lumps. No lumps in either breast.
Wow.
Huh? Their breast was growing every time bigger.
Her breast was growing bigger and bigger. Every woman, lay your hand on your breast right now. Father, we pray for protection for every breast from cancer, tumors, wickedness, demonic attacks on any breast. We block it by the blood of Jesus. Thank you for healing for every breast tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen.
He's a
man cannot believe what has happened to him. 2013, he had severe pains in both knees. He could not bend the knee.
Wow.
Tonight, the power of God touched him. The pain is gone. He can bend the knee.
What is this disease?
This is osteoarthritis of the knee
joint. Wow. 2013.
Is the pain gone?
Yeah, the pain is gone. Yeah.
Wow.
Not bad.
Thank you, Jesus. Olivia,
evangelist, this man has been walking with this for a long time.
Let him tell us quickly.
1943.
That's what he's saying. 1943.
And what happened to you tonight?
There
were a lot of cramps and I couldn't walk, Evangelist.
Walk and let's see now.
When he said 1943, I was wondering.
How old are you?
27.
He's now 27 working with that stick.
27 years working with the stick. This man is more than 70 years old, I tell you.
And he'll fit at 70 years.
We are in Kuruman and God is doing fantastic work.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Wow.
Evangelist,
what is this?
This lady, 20 years ago, somebody hit her with an iron. Since then she wasn't able to lift that arm. But tonight, Evangelist, the power of God came over her. The pain has disappeared. She can lift her arm. 20 years.
Who hit your shoulder?
He was at the dancing club.
She was at the dancing club.
Somebody was trying to hit someone else and then she hit her by mistake. Since you was affected that time,
whilst
you were praying, she felt hit. After that, she felt the pain was gone. She can raise up her head.
What did they hit you with in the nightclub when you were dancing?
She
can't recall whether was it an axe or what.
An axe.
She can't recall clearly.
An axe in the nightclub.
Yes.
Do they have axes in the nightclub?
Why?
What do you do with a
nightclub?
Fighting with an axe. Was it your boyfriend who hit you?
It was not her boyfriend. She was trying to fight for someone else.
She was trying to
protect
someone.
When they are working like ladies, then she was protecting her friend. Then that problem of the ex
had hit her.
Instead of hitting
her,
by mistake she was hit by that ex.
What was she protecting her friend from?
She's my friend indeed, and then I just didn't want her to be hit by his boyfriend.
Hey.
Lift your hand up. Since nightclub, that is why you don't have to go to any nightclub again. What is a Christian doing in a nightclub?
Mo Christo batang ko dancing.
Huh? Tell your neighbor, today marks the end of nightclub for you in the name of Jesus. Tonight marks the last day, never again in the nightclub. Only church dancing in the church. Do you still go to nightclub?
I don't
go there anymore. I've accepted Jesus as my Savior.
You've accepted Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Wow.
Evangelist, 3 years ago, this man was deaf. He became deaf in the left ear. And he was told that the ear was totally destroyed. So for 3 years, he has been hearing with only the right ear. The power of God touched him tonight as we pray. And the ear that was declared totally destroyed began to hear suddenly tonight as we pray.
Is that
war, Uom?
I can only hear Afrikaans.
Afrikaan.
Sê vir iemand langs my vanaand as my aand, ek moet vanaand genesing ontvang.
And he said the next door, tonight is my night, I'm going to receive.
En weet, daar die oomblikke, hoor ek so mooi, hierdie speaker, hierdie kant, met hierdie oor.
And immediately I could hear clearly this speaker which is here.
Duidelik.
Clearly.
Ek kan sê, dit is vir my ongelooflik om te vanaand. Ek is 'n gelowige man. Ek glo aan die Here.
I couldn't believe, but I always have faith in the Lord.
Maar vanaand het vir my iets wonderlik.
But tonight it was wondering. I was wondering.
Ek wag nou 3 maande.
I've been waiting for 3 months.
Vir 'n gehoorbuis. Ek het gehoorbuis gedra.
For 3 months
he
was wearing that
TFS. Yeah. And die buis wag ek nog. Ek moet nou einde van die maand kry, maar hier is my oor oop.
And tonight I can just hear, my ear is open and I can hear.
Give Jesus a mighty clap of praise. Do not walk out. Do not walk out. Because we are going to close together in a couple of minutes. Olivia, quickly.
Evangelist 2010, he had an accident. He hit the sole of his foot. And after that, he could not step. He said he had pain when he stepped in. But tonight, shake your
foot.
Pain is gone. The pain is gone.
Strength in the name of the Lord Jesus.
This man had a very misty vision. His eyes couldn't see clearly.
Jesus, thank you.
Evangelist, for 9 months, she's not seen her period. And she had
she
a lot
not
of
bleeding for 9 months.
She has not.
What happened to you? Tell her.
My period just suddenly stopped, and I'm 24 years old. I went to doctors and all to Sangomas. They never helped.
Sangoma.
And what happened tonight?
After Pastor did pray, I did believe. And I did come here. I was having a pain, like something big inside me was holding. Then the pain did stop. Now I did send about 15 minutes I went to toilet and check. I saw a spot.
Nine months, 24 years old, no monthly period.
Wow.
Jesus is a marvelous, wonderful Jesus.
Back pain healed tonight.
To see this man from Galilee.
Severe pain in both thighs.
Just
healed tonight. The pain is gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
Leading fools.
Pain in the ear. Healed. Evangelist.
Yet many need to give him praise.
Let them come.
Could not
and
see.
In his eyes, they
could not see.
Yes.
Can he see now?
Yes, he can see.
Nelson can't walk.
Huh?
Nelson can't walk, but top of you said, but no say rare. Mari Asam, I come here.
Diabona?
Yeah, they come with it.
Yes, I can see on the right hand side.
Thanks, Jesus.
And in his eyes they glimpse the power.
Receive your healing.
Jesus.
That sees the heart of all men.
Oh, thank you.
For he knows the Father's mind.
Receive your healing.
He speaks the Father's word. For he comes in the name of the Lord. And there is strength in the name of the Lord. There is power.
Father, thank you for